Reuben Carter died on Sunday. During his career as a boxer and for some time thereafter, he was known as Hurricane. That career in the ring ended prematurely in 1966 when Carter and an acquaintance, John Artis, were arrested and accused of committing three murders in a bar in Paterson, New Jersey. According to Fred Hogan, who spent 30 years as an investigator with the New Jersey Office of the Public Defender, those arrests and the convictions that followed were suspicious from the start. Hogan recently recalled his surprise when he discovered that after the arrests, the police brought Carter and Artis to the bar where the murders had occurred, a bizarre procedure, according to Hogan.
They're there. Nobody identifies them. Nobody. Very suspect. Taken to headquarters. Lie detector test. Let go. I couldn't wrap my mind around that.
Months later, Carter and Artis were rearrested. They were convicted and sentenced to life in prison. The prosecution argued for their execution. After an appeal, they were retried and reconvicted. Fred Hogan eventually got the two men who'd testified against Carter and Artis to admit that they lied after they'd been promised reward money. But Reuben Carter spent 20 years in jail before a federal judge overturned his conviction on the basis of prosecutorial misconduct. Robbed of two decades of his life, he had every reason to be bitter. In an interview 14 years ago, he explained to me why he was not.
If I've learned nothing else in life, if I've learned nothing else in the time that I spent in prison, I learned that bitterness only consumes the vessel that contains it. Bitterness is like a headache. It's like a toothache. It hurts nobody but you. And if I would allow myself to be bitter for 1 second, if I allow myself, my life to be infected by that 1 second, I would be a co-conspirator to the crimes that was committed against us.
After his release, Reuben Carter worked with two nonprofit agencies dedicated to freeing prisoners who'd been wrongfully convicted and incarcerated. He was celebrated for that work. He received two honorary doctorates. The young Carter has been characterized as a street thug, which Carter could hardly have denied. But he challenged himself to transcend that image in order to confront and attempt to change the system that had incarcerated him.
This is my work. And this is my work because people came to help me when I was in dire need of help. And by that fact alone, then I must also do the same thing.
According to James Hirsch, author of Hurricane, The Miraculous Journey of Reuben Carter, even those most appreciative of Carter and his work were unaware of his daily struggles.
It was hard because Reuben knew that he was on trial every single day for the rest of his life, even after he had been exonerated from these crimes. He knew that his adversaries were still out there accusing him of committing these crimes. And if he had any missteps, if he had so much as a traffic ticket, he would prove his enemies correct and lose all credibility. So I think he carried the weight of those burdens with him every single day.
James Hirsch was an eyewitness to Carter's struggle with some of those burdens. One morning during a book tour they were doing together, Hirsch went to Carter's hotel room and discovered a fortress.
He bolt-locked the door. He stacked his suitcases up against the door. He wedged a chair up against the doorknob, and he swung open the wood panel from his armoire so that if an intruder did break through, he would not get a clear shot at Reuben in bed. And those types of insecurities traveled with him for the rest of his life.
Carter spent most of the last 25 years in Toronto, where he felt safe. He wrote, gave speeches, and appeared before the U.S. Congress to urge reforms in the criminal justice system. And as Hirsch recalls, in order to meet with the men and women he was trying to help, he quietly went into prisons similar to the ones in which he had spent two decades.
I don't think Reuben wanted any more attention than necessary in the last 10 years of his life because, you know, he had been in the limelight for so long. I just think he felt safer keeping a lower profile.
After his diagnosis with cancer, Carter opted to forgo chemotherapy. He outlived his doctor's expectations by 2.5 years, perhaps by force of will. Carter's friend and former co-defendant John Artis moved to Toronto to help care for him. Another long-term supporter and friend, Tom Kidron, had supplied Carter with books and solace during his incarceration. Kidron told NPR's Here and Now that he was in contact with Carter at the end of his life.
He was lucid. He was not giving up the fight. He said, look, I know death is coming for me, but I'm ready to go. I've done what I could do. I've met who I wanted to meet. I've said what I had to say. And I've had a great life, and it's been heaven for the last 28 years. I think he strongly felt that he made some mark, and that if anything, he would hope that his legacy would be that people would remember him for speaking out for those that were wrongly convicted.
Reuben Carter, a.k.a. Hurricane, was 76.